This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What's the bigger story from the OTA yesterday? Soft tissue injury for Kyler Gordon and TJ Edwards, or the fact the rookie offensive line took all the snaps at left tackle yesterday?
Well, I think that when you look at the soft tissue injuries, I'm not going to get too worked up. It is May 28th as they took the practice field yesterday. And you don't want that to be the case, but I do think that when you consider how far it is until training camp, yeah, you'd like them to be on the field. And TJ Edwards has to get a good look at the middle linebacker position, hopefully to play it more regularly. But to me, I thought hearing of Ozzie Tripillo lining up at left tackle, looking pretty representative at that position. And we'll talk to Clay Harbor at 9 o'clock. He was out there and he was really impressed with his footwork, with his approach, with his technique. I discounted the realistic possibility of him coming in and learning a new position at the NFL level. He was a right tackle at Boston College and he's being tried on the left side. I'm going to keep an open mind as you try to do with all these kinds of positional changes or adjustments. But then you start to think, boy, if he could play left tackle as a second-round draft pick or at least compete with Braxton Jones, maybe make Braxton Jones better as a result. Braxton Jones coming back from the surgery and the injury. But I do think that's why it's a more significant development to me with Ozzie Tripillo at left tackle, getting a look at that position as a starter. Ben Johnson talking about the musical chairs element of the trial and error there. The fact that he's in the mix, to me, says, yeah, the Bears might have something there. The other things, I think, will take care of themselves.
Well, if I'm limited to these two things, then I will say without a shadow of a doubt, it's Ozzie playing left tackle with the ones yesterday. But I do think that the biggest thing, and it's something that I've been wondering about for quite some time, is the return of Jaquan Brisker. He was back out there. He's running around with his teammates. And from the reports, and I'll be curious to hear what Clay has to say about this at 9, if we get there, is that his presence is definitely noticed by those observing that he is back out there. So to me, that's the biggest storyline. Now, I know, again, the biggest thing will be when he actually hits somebody with a concussion. But the fact that he's out there with his teammates and is making a noticeable difference to the defense is, to me, the biggest news.
I think Ozzy Trapillo is the biggest. I don't know about news, but he's just a giant of a man. This guy is huge. I thought one of the bigger stories, and that's why I'm qualifying this, I thought Kieran Amagaji playing left tackle the first time the media was allowed to look was very curious to
Yeah.
me. And guess what?
Good word for it.
That didn't last very long, did it? So I don't know. I don't know if that's an ongoing thing. And when you even spoke of it, David, you said if he can push Braxton Jones. So I think that's interesting because I don't know. I don't know how these guys line up. I don't know how to feel about it. I also don't know what's going on with the quarterbacks. I don't know if there really is an open competition for the backup quarterback now, something that the coach mentioned. If we're looking at things, you know, you're always interested in what happens with quarterbacks. So, but I think Ozzy Trapillo is the one that interests me most. Just the idea of it, just the size of the man and the whole bit.
I thought that one of these options might be Luther Burden III, who missed another practice with soft tissue injuries. Mm-hmm. To me, I would put that almost a more concern, if I'm rating these concerns, than two guys who have proven themselves to the point where the contract extensions have come
right.
for TJ Edwards and Kyler Gordon. Luther Burden III, after rookie minicamp, we haven't seen him again.
No, that's interesting.
And I do think we have to always remember what month it is and how cautious these
exactly.
teams will be with talent and with their players. But at the same time, as a rookie, an explosive player, you'd like to see him develop a chemistry and rapport with his quarterback, and this is the time you do that too. So, not great.
312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.